Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I hear him chatting the noise, move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear him chat with the boys, man, so tough, but man's keep walking.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cancel Me Now podcast. My name is Isaac Butterfield. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. I'm here with my co-host each and every week, Josh Bluey Nielsen.
G'day, big cock.
Hey, mate. How you doing, baby?
It's good. It's just this very professional podcast we're running here.
I know. I tell you what, we learned the other day that these podcast downloads are fucking through the roof. There's a big audience.
Why are we fucking doing such a bad job, like, preparing then, especially when we've got guests?
Well, what do you mean? Number one, I haven't got an extra microphone. Lordy's been at me. Producer Lordy's been at me for about 12 weeks to buy another microphone. I'm like, mate, yeah, we'll see what happens.
As you can see from the house, he's strapped for cash.
Strapped for out. Listen here, mate. Listen here.
Money's tight.
Money's tight for the old Butterfield. But we do. We have two guests here today. And, well, you guys, can you introduce yourselves to the people listening?
I'm Shanae.
Shanae. Hello, Shanae.
And I am Cameron.
Cameron. Hello, Cameron. Yeah. And together,
we are the little couple.
We are the little couple.
The little couple.
Yes.
The little couple. Now, what makes you, for the people listening, what makes you a little couple?
We are little people, little, or dwarves. So we're about crotch height to you.
About crotch height. Well, Lordy asked me upstairs before, and he thought it was very funny. And he probably didn't want to say it in front of you guys, but he said, how many dwarves tall are you, Isaac? And I said, probably about three.
Yeah.
Probably about three dwarves
tall. You're 6'8", and I'm 3'8".
You're 3'8"?
Yeah, you're literally double.
I'm 4 foot even. So, yeah, we would just be like maybe a little bit.
Wow. So what, dwarf is that the preferred or little person?
Little person, yeah.
Because I said midget, and that's not cool.
Yeah. It's
is that not cool?
It's not cool. Not to a lot of people.
It's not cool, yeah. I wouldn't say it's like... I think it would depend who you ask, but yeah, I think most people would prefer little person or dwarf. Okay.
So what is it about the word midget that gets people? Because people would say that. Is that more of a derogatory sort of term?
Like, yeah.
It's probably context, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in the 1900s and before that, there were freak shows, and little people couldn't get jobs back then, so they would go to the freak shows, and then we'd just basically be considered freaks. So that's why it's a...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So yeah. What happens... Is it a DNA thing? Is it obviously a genetic thing? Or will your parents, your mum's not?
Yeah, no, it's 1 in 20,000.
Okay.
So anyone can have a little person.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Your next kid can be a little person.
Yeah. Wow, I had no idea. Lucky I thought you. One of the parents had to be a little person There you go. We're learning on this podcast.
Yeah.
So when you're born, are you... Obviously, you're little.
Yeah.
It's not like Benjamin Button.
Come out full size and then...
No.
So are you born and there might be some sort of characteristic that gives the something that looks that you... Just help me out here for fuck's sake.
We actually have bigger heads, so I think that's kind of the...
But they don't
the pussy rippers. That's what they call it.
Well, my mom was in labor with me for 3 days.
So. 3 days trying to get you out.
Yeah.
Big constipation.
That's what I started.
Took longer to get out of Afghanistan.
No. Yeah. So I do say because of my head, but
that's terrible. Poor mother.
Yeah. So you have a bigger head.
Yeah.
And littler arms, like a little T-Rex.
That's it. That's the one.
It's legs because and arms only.
Funny enough, my arms don't straighten out. They're like literally 90 degree angles. Cameron calls this.
Yeah, this is fun.
This is my
like throw.
Literally, that's as far as
she's
I can
got
go.
Zero.
Cameron
mobility.
Calls this.
I feel like we're holding you up at the.
Stick him up. My lucky fin, after Nemo, because it's just little. It just doesn't.
Nemo. It's a Disney reference.
So that it locks at the elbow.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. Like, you could... Yeah.
I could knock you out.
I always think that, like, that's I could
that's as hard
as...
Like, if you want to pull it.
Done. Like, it doesn't...
Is this like a pull my finger thing?
Don't fart. If you fart right now...
That's so upsetting.
But, yeah.
Sorry.
So yeah, so it's locked. It's a bone thing, not a ligament thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of little people have bowed legs as well.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to not have that, but Cameron.
I did.
Cameron did.
Is that a knee thing? Because I know in like old people, with old people, it's something to do with the cartilage that bows the leg out.
I think.
Did you just yawn, motherfucker?
I think. Don't quote
you just yawned. How dare you? Also, crack your VB. As an American, here's his first VB.
That's what we were talking about before, and I had to cut myself off because we've got a very interesting couple here, but we've got an American here.
Yeah, we do have an American here.
I heard the accent straight away, stuck out like dog's balls.
So let's give it a go. The VB, Victoria Bitter.
Green hand grenade for the Yank.
Mate, the quality beer.
No, it's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's good.
No, it's pretty good. It's
let's say you drink 20 of them, see if you fucking think they suck or not.
No. I was like,
see, you just be polite. It's nice.
Sinead and I are a cheap date. Six drinks is already
nice. So, talking about dating, obviously you're from the States.
Yeah.
You're from the coast.
Yes.
Unfortunately. From the shithole we refer to.
Sinead walks in here and goes, yeah, I'm from wherever you're fucking from. Central Coast. A particular suburb on the Central Coast. And we live right near the Central Coast.
Once you get past about 20 minutes south of where we are.
No one's ever heard of this joint.
How'd you guys meet?
We have always kind of known each other. When you're a little person, you're kind of in the LPA community, which is Little People of America, and everybody knows everybody.
Not Australia, America.
Yeah. Why are you in the Little People of America?
Have you been in National Pride?
There's more of them over there.
More of them?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you calling them?
More little people over in America.
Okay. Yeah,
like
right.
Thousands.
Well, land of the free, home of the little people.
Little people. There is also the population's 15 times bigger.
Quite a bit if it's 1 in 20,000 people are born as a little person,
then
there's more people in America. It definitely makes sense.
Yeah,
statistics and shit.
We've always known each other from that. And
when you say that, is that like a Facebook group? Is that a yeah?
Well, they have a convention, and you would think it would be
is
like,
convention the word?
Yeah, no, it is. And you would think it sounds like it's like a support group where you go in and you talk about.
It's not fucking.
But it's not like you go like they have like organized sports, so like all of us can play like
that's
at like
sick.
An equal level and all that. So we know each other through that community originally.
So have you been to the States to go to these groups? No, not yet. Okay,
but it just kind of works out to where like. If you know this large group of friends and everybody kind of knows each other.
So with the convention, like, and you're all playing the sports against other little people, is it just like little people that like come and like watch and support you guys? Or is there like fans that are just like regular sized people who are like, this is my thing?
Would you have family? Like family go and support you?
Do you have family? Do little people have family? No. Weird fucking question.
And then family go and support
you. Do people have family?
Dickhead.
It's more, he's right though. It's more like family
Thank you.
That is average height that would happen to be there.
Yes,
no,
like,
no, I know.
Oh, I heard it's, that all the dwarves are playing basketball.
It's not a
I gotta get down there. Like, it's not quite like that.
Oh. Are there people there that are like, they're not little people, but they claim to be?
That's a tough one to fake, Isaac.
No, but they're like, I'm a little person. It's like, no, you're fucking not.
You're not going to fucking pull that one.
You're just slightly short.
Yeah, just like short dudes.
I think some people do try to pull that.
They
like
do.
That I'm under 5 feet tall, so I'm technically a little person.
No, you're just actually short.
You really suck.
You guys laugh at them?
Yeah, like you're actually short. What's your
name? Shit. Yeah. Oh, that's outstanding. We redheads have a similar convention. Well, I've red hair, so the redheads have a meet up.
You got red hair.
Never
noticed.
That's why they call me Bluey.
Oh, you can.
Oh, I know you've got red.
I can see it in the beard a little bit.
Thank you. Like should see my pubes.
No, I'm already high level, so I'm good.
Now, talking about seeing a little bit too much of someone you're staring at, I have seen both of you nude.
You have.
Now, and that is because you are a OnlyFans couple called the Little People. Little couple.
Good one.
Oh, fuck, I always fuck that up. The Little Couple. And you guys have a following that has increased after I spoke about it on stage in Newcastle. And you have been to my shows before. You classify yourself as
an OG fan. Yeah.
Before even the big viral videos that first went viral.
Wow, so really?
I really appreciate your support.
That's wild.
I am a sponsor of the LPA.
Yeah. I'm surprised this is the first fan we've had on the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone who comes on here fucking hates you.
I know, that is true. That is very true. Yeah. So let's talk before we get into what got you into OnlyFans, I did put up a video
about our interaction talking about, because I didn't know you had OnlyFans. I had met you before. I didn't know you had OnlyFans.
People thought that was staged.
Sorry?
People thought that was staged.
No, it was absolutely real.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some fans like messaged me on OnlyFans and they were like, oh, that was so set up. And I was like, it really wasn't.
No, it was absolutely. So I was on stage and I saw you in the front row, and you being a person who is half a person sitting there as if I'm not going to talk to you, right?
Absolutely.
Is that why you too. Is that why you bought tickets there?
Well,
she's not going to buy them at the back, is she?
Well, see.
Exactly.
Well, like I said in the video, like it was my mom's Christmas present. Like she loves you as much as I do.
And so, I love your mum as well. Yeah. She's beautiful.
I told Bluey before that she didn't know that Ryan was going to stand up on your show. She was coming about it.
Oh.
She was like, oh my God, did you know he was going to be there? I was like, no.
Hang on.
She was coming about.
Oh, yeah. Your
mum was climaxing.
For Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously. Literally. And then after the show, we were walking back to our car and Ryan runs after us and he was like, oh, do you actually have OnlyFans? So I was like, yeah. And mum was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Wow.
She is in love with him. Yeah, together. She did.
So Ryan, if you don't know, is Ryan. He was on Married at First Sight about 15 years ago and he still claims it. So that's cool.
yep.
Poor bloke. Yeah. So now I shared our interaction on stage and I asked you, of course, I was going to post it anyway on YouTube. But I said to you, is it all good? Yeah, and you said, no worries. And then I said to you, because your OnlyFans was on free.
Mm.
And I guess you were making money from like
people.
PPV.
It's pay-per-view.
Oh, I thought it was like PPE, pay-per-view. Like personal protection equipment.
I thought it was POV.
POV.
That is what? Is it? There is a bit of POV.
So oh, it's right. Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Okay. So people would send you, hey, can you do this or is that?
Yeah, we've got a few.
Okay. I want to get into those as well.
This is sick.
I'm so excited. Can you guys stand on each other's shoulders and pretend to be normal size? So I said to you, don't have it for free, charge $5 before I release the video. And how much money did you make from that?
We made $1,000 that first night. No, the first 2 hours.
Yeah, it was like even that first 2 hours.
It just kept going.
Bullshit.
Really?
It just kept so going. Sick. And I was like,
You fuck. Posted it and she was on the couch in her living room and I was on the toilet, funny enough. And Sinead just hears me cracking up like in the behind the closed door because I'm watching this video. And then Sinead's like, we just got like 15 subs. We just got like 20 subs. We just paid a video. Someone just paid another video. And like literally within an hour, I think we made
$1,000 over.
That's and so what cool. about after like a day? You said $3,000 before?
Yeah, we made $3,000 after like about a week.
And they said they bought
gone on holidays from it.
Fuck, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that. That's wonderful.
Great that you had the vision to say take it off free before you.
Yeah,
that's how big his ego is because he knew it was going to blow up.
I think you're dirty-minded fans that wanted to see two dwarfs ruin each other.
They're a sick bunch.
Two dwarfs rooting each other. That's how Australian you are now.
I was ready.
Can of VB, like two dwarves rooting each other.
There'll be two dwarves rooting each other.
How long have you been here for? 3 weeks and you're already tossing that up?
No, 3 months.
That's impressive. It's impressive.
He's catching on.
That's very good.
Well, I'm glad that worked out. So let's talk OnlyFans. What got you into OnlyFans?
The money.
Yeah.
The money.
Fair enough.
And a friend of mine does it too and she's made like $15,000 previously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because people have a kink.
Fuck yeah.
I think that is kind of weird. Like as much as we try to not focus on that at the same time, like we are kind of like not a bucket list, but like a kink weird thing that just like maybe, you know, you yourself wouldn't talk about right now in front of your friends and then you'll go behind a closed bathroom door and be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I've watched, this is probably revealing too much about me. I've watched dwarf porn before you guys.
Disgusting.
I wasn't going to say that. No, it's quite. I've seen it. I didn't mind it. Yeah. But I think there's.
Wait, dwarf on dwarf or just one dwarf?
Because we've never seen that.
I was going to say, I rarely see dwarf on dwarf.
No. Let's not be silly. I don't want to see a freak show. No. Like dwarf and like a regular sized person. Yeah. Or it'd be like a little dwarf and a. Well, that's a fucking. What do they call that?
An oxymoron.
An oxymoron.
Yeah.
That's my favorite word.
It's a great word.
Hey.
It'll be a dwarf and like four black dudes.
Yeah. And their Johnson is like the size of her alone.
Yeah.
I was like, that's normally
that's
what you're
full
looking
on
at.
Shit. That's not fucking around.
I've never seen two little people have sex.
Yeah.
So you guys are like a massive niche then with what you're doing.
Saying, I think that was kind of her idea. Like, I can give her credit for that. She was like, we'll be the only couple, like the actual two of us.
That's pretty cool. Be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that a fair bit of your motivation as well as the money? Do you reckon it was kind of like,
yeah,
I don't know if liberating is the right word, but it's kind
of
like.
Well, I said to camera, it's a bit of an educational purpose.
Okay, yeah.
Trailblazers.
Educating people.
Yeah.
What? Like what a dwarf's butthole looks like?
Because, actually, you know what? Cameron's friend thinks that little people have triangular nipples.
I had an ignorant
Wait. You mean you don't? What the
No, why would you have triangular nipples?
I had an ignorant friend that was like, so are little people like, are they the same or like maybe are the titties like square shaped or something? And I'm like, no, it's just proportional, buddy. Like it's
So it's just shrunk down. Yeah, but then everything's proportional.
Yeah, everything's
how big is your cock?
I mean, it's
have you ever measured it?
It's at least probably a VB can and a half, maybe than that, two. Honey.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
It's probably least, the size of this.
Hang on, two VBs. That's a bit much. Okay, Jesus Christ.
Okay, it's maybe there you go. Yeah, it's maybe a VB can and a half.
Okay. Nice. So has this experience sort of opened your mind sexually a lot more open about that now, do you think?
You guys seem pretty open. How, like, was it much of a conversation for you to get to, like...
Yeah, she had to convince me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How much convincing did you take?
Every day. Like, for a week, I was like, come on, let's do it.
And then, how, like, 1 week, and then that was
she
it.
She was like, fuck it, let's do it.
What was the first
thing? Sorry, 1 week of convincing.
Yep.
That's not a lot. Like, no, that's not much,
was
bro.
Was it every day? I was just like, talked about it twice.
More like, yeah. I'm also, since I'm visiting here, I can't work. So right. It was like, what can we do that wouldn't get us in trouble that we could still work? And Shanae was like,
"Well, is that based in America, OnlyFans? So that's sort of how you get around it?
Exactly. Okay.
That's great.
It's a total loophole that we're just kind of working
on. Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, but it's the same with, like, I say YouTube because when I was in America, I could still post to YouTube and then I'm therefore, is that working? You know, that's sort of an interesting one. So what was the first thing you posted on OnlyFans?
I think it was that doggy
style
video.
I think it was
the doggy style video. Yeah, I'm a big fan of that one. Now, I would like to point out, and this is what's important, is in this show today, we're going to stop the broadcast and there's going to be a Patreon exclusive where we're going to view some of your artwork.
Yes, our education.
Our hard work.
Some hard work, some of your stuff. And that will be available on Patreon. All you have to do is fucking give us a dollar.
If you listen to this right now, right this second,
you're already on there. So you're going to check it out already. But that's another thing. You get the podcast live every single week. But join us for $1, 25 cents a week, and you'll be able to see the greatness. And then you're going to go and join the little couple's OnlyFans as well, and they're going to bump their price up to $45 a month.
fucking oath,
and they're going to go to fucking, I don't know, jump on a fucking
world tour, yeah.
World tour,
yeah.
World tour. Now, let's talk about some of the weird, because as you said, it's a bit of a kink for some people. Do you get weird requests?
The weirdest request that I've seen is they've asked me to give them a foot job
because
of my little feet.
I think that's more of a feet thing too,
yeah,
but
still, like little feet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's plenty of people that are into feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never understood the foot thing. Mm-hmm. It's no. A bit...
I think like you were saying, like people's kinks, there'd be plenty of like... You think like people's kink is like you guys are someone's kink. There's a lot of like... There's a lot of kinks.
Do you reckon you're a kink?
There'd be redhead. There'd be a redhead. Oh, yeah. Not me personally, no. There's like, no... Like there's no... There's my
redheaded scaffolders. Like that's
my
some lady.
Girlfriend is the only person that's
Jesse's
into me.
Just like, oh, fucking Christ, these scaffolders. Thank God. They know how to hammer that... Whatever the... I don't even know what the pin's called. That pin that holds it in.
No, I'm unique.
There's What's the pin called that holds it in?
It's just a pin.
Yes, you I'll hammer it in.
Congratulations, you're a scaffolder.
Yes, I fucking love it.
Yeah, but I think there's just so many. Like, there's just people in everything. Oh. Like, everything you can think of, there'd be like...
Is there a kinky thing's too far? Obviously, kids, not great.
it's pretty fucked up. You just said kids. I often wonder if people look at us and think that, kids, though.
Because there
like,
are
a nah.
Oh, yeah. There's been like Reddit posts and they're like,
oh really?
They're like, yeah, I want a midget because they're like the size of a 6-year old.
Oh really?
Like, they've got working tits and a vagina.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Stay off Reddit. Stay the fuck off Reddit. Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Fucking hell, that's
didn't
a
say that coming. We'll go back one from that.
I don't know where to go from there. Yeah. I'm just gonna be quiet.
No, but there's like, I don't know. Whatever you're into, isn't it?
No,
but not that, obviously, but like
not
up to that.
I'm just letting you talk here.
Up to that, like, I don't know. I think everything's play on, really. Like, up
so
to that.
7 years as well.
No, like, up to that, like, whatever you're into. within reason.
So I know pregnancy's one. I've got a mate who's really into pregnant girls. So like,
is that why'd you look at Lordy then?
I think if you're like he works in a maternity clinic. No, he said he was really, really fond of his wife when she was pregnant. Like he was like the big thing for him, and you know, obviously loves his wife and all that type of stuff. But that's another thing. Like, there's a lot of pregnant porn out there, and you see dudes like jizzing on the bellies and stuff like that. And I feel like that maybe that's a little bit disrespectful.
The baby.
Yeah, well, you just want to hope the kid doesn't see it.
Like, watch your head, and the baby, like, he has to watch his head, and then you're just like,
yeah, well, that's
like
the thing.
What like, you say when you're just like, oh well, I'm about to do my thing, and like, hope you're okay in there, buddy.
Yeah, it's well, weird. that is a fair point. Like, when you are having sex with someone who is pregnant, you don't want to jizz inside there because there is your child, your beautiful baby. And what, like, maybe that's what happened with you guys. Like, that's maybe your mother's just popped.
It's like we got the runoff.
Get a little bit of spice.
Do you guys have any, like, kinks of your own that you're into? Like, you guys, is there any, did you, like, I know you might already think that what you guys do is, like, a kink in itself. But like, do you guys do anything? I suppose we're going to find it when we watch the OnlyFans.
Why would what they're doing be a kink though?
Because we were just talking about it before.
This is my thing with little people, right? People often feel a bit weird around little people because they go, "Oh, that's not the normal sort of thing." Most people are regular height, but I'm like that with people who are taller than me.
Well, people like that with you because you're fucking very tall.
So I very rarely see people taller than me. So I like see one and I go,
see one
of those tall folks, like an AFL player. I'm like, oh, fucking geez, or a basketballer.
Yeah.
But you would get a lot of people that give you a funny look or.
Well, like yesterday we were driving down to Sydney.
Oh, in that car doesn't help. Fucking.
No, that car.
Yeah, I think that helps.
What sort of car are you driving?
I've got a little pink.
Oh, is that yours at the front?
Yeah.
I used to drive a Honda Get. That's a little person's car.
That's hot.
Yeah.
it's like borderline a smart car.
Yeah, we were driving down to Sydney and just minding our own business, and then this like van truck thing drives past, and they were filming us.
Do you get a lot of that?
Oh yeah.
Or like they're like nonchalant, like they think they're being slick, and they like walk by, and it's like. You're not aiming your camera.
I can see you.
Yeah. You're not aiming your camera like, directly at me just to do
that.
And that's the thing. If you're going to film us, come and ask us.
Yeah.
Don't be a about it.
Well, especially you two, because you've got to seem pretty open about it.
Is someone going to come and ask you that?
Hey,
can I film you for a bit?
Yeah,
can I make my group message laugh because I saw you two?
Hey, guys, I just wondered if I could film you for a little bit, just a little while.
So you guys seem pretty sort of desensitized to it now. How old are you guys?
I'm 24.
And I'm 22.
22. So you seem obviously kind of pretty desensitized to like that sort of shit now. Was it hard? Obviously, was it difficult growing up? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got PTSD from school. I see a psychologist every 2-3 weeks because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be part of being from the Central Coast too.
Yeah, well, I had an electric wheelchair in school because I had back problems. I couldn't get from A to B without my like back just fucking up. And people would steal the wheelchair while I was in class. Oh. They would steal it and they would hide it from me.
That's the Central Coast. That's the Central Coast. That's nothing against little people. That's just the Central Coast. I'm surprised the wheels just didn't get taken. Like just that.
He came back from class and was like, chopped up on bricks on there. On bricks.
Fuck. Shit like that. And like,
so it was like the kids at school.
Yeah. And like I was a very quiet kid. I didn't like to tell on them because I feel like that would make it worse. And then
yeah.
In my last 2 years of school, I had enough and I did start telling.
Snitch up. Fuck yeah.
And I was like, fuck it. It's my last 2 years. Yeah. And that's when I kind of noticed shit started changing. I was like, I'm literally in year 12 now. I'm at the top of the school.
Yeah.
I think it's
worse here too. Like I bring just a random outsider perspective, but it's actually not as bad in America as it is here with like the ignorant age, you know, like the 7 to like 14. Kids here are
kids
just
suck.
Brutal
yeah, they
here.
Suck.
We've had kids like I think we were just because we were in this phase like 2 months ago, but we were trying to buy Legos because we wanted to just build a Lego set because that would be something fun to do. And, you know, that's, like, in the toy section. And this group of, like, girls were playing, like,
12.
Peekaboo around the – just, like, harassing us, trying to
check us out.
And then we'd go down the next aisle and they'd run and then be like, did you see?
Yeah.
And it's like –
kids do suck.
It's
– they're getting dumber too, which brings TikTok me to the teacher help. Strike. These teachers going on a strike.
I don't want to speak ill of the teacher. I've been thinking about tweeting something.
Fuck the teachers. Oh, fuck it. Can these – there's a teacher strike that's about to happen.
Oh, is there?
The Catholics
just go to work?
Yeah. Well, how's the Irish? So they just went on a teacher strike a couple of weeks, about a month or so ago, for whatever, the pay or whatever, and conditions. They're about, the budget just came out, so they're striking again. They're striking the day before they go on school holidays for 2 weeks.
Mate, like, honestly,
and stop just we're talking striking. About, but my issue is, right, they're whinging about work. We're just talking about how fucking stupid and annoying kids are these days. Do your job.
Yeah, yeah. honestly, the teachers, when they strike, it's hilarious because it's been happening since I was in primary school.
They call it unprecedented every time. They strike fucking once every 2 years.
It's the first time it's ever happened.
Then we have to take these measures. You did it fucking 3 weeks ago.
Oh, but no, what you've got to understand, Bluey, is they work back an hour every day and they mark at home.
Yeah, are they the only ones that have to take a bit of work home with them? Sorry to go on off on a tangent. This has been fucking pissing me off for a few days.
No, it's very, very. I understand where you're coming from because these fucking.
This is about you guys. I'm sorry, but fucking. Fucking.
I honestly think that there is no other profession that strikes more than teachers.
Oh.
And they all know what it's about.
You might be right.
They all know what it's about too. They're not going into uni and they're like, hey, oh, you've got to work back a little bit. Like, oh, my fuck. They know this. And they get 6 weeks off for summer.
Yeah, no,
and
that's just for summer, mate.
And then 2 weeks off here and then 2 weeks off there.
I think it's about 12 or 14 for the year. Anyway. We've gone off track.
They
sorry.
Make me sick.
It's all right.
So sorry. With these kids that are harassing you, have you ever thought of like a way to fuck with them?
I guess that kind of makes me a puss because I'm doing it behind the parents' back.
If you say shoot their school up, I'm going to be very upset.
I'm not that kind of American. My big thing is like when parents. Like
if he has green hair next week, I'm running. I'm fucking gone. I'm done.
So kids like that are bad stairs, their big thing is like their head will literally be on like a swivel.
Yeah.
So like no matter where they're walking, they're still just stuck to us like glue, like no matter where they are. So as long as they like get their head past the point where their parent can see and I'm behind them, I always kind of like throw my chest at them and do like I'm gonna lunge at them.
They shit themselves.
They normally are like,
yeah,
and then they turn back around. Yeah.
You should just swear at him and just go, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm kind of
that's
like
the
that.
Australian, though. I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
Like, you well, just give him the bird. Just like be like, these ones just be like as if the parent's going to go, who gave you the bird?
Yeah. Well.
One for you as well, mum. Fuck off.
My mum's nearly been in a couple of punch-ups.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Well, because mum and I go out together a lot. Like, we go to Kmart and stuff. And they're our kids. Like, they'll be like, oh, look at that thing. Look at that little lady. And I was like, fuck off. Like, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
And, this one parent, she was like, oh, my child wasn't staring at your daughter. And she's like, yes, she was.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, no, she was staring at the socks over there.
Oh,
and mum was like, your daughter literally said, look at that girl. Look at her.
Yeah.
And that's like a thing of mine. I'm just like, if you're a parent and your child's like saying something, like, look at that little girl. Look at that little man. Why is she so little? Teach them in the moment. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're never going to know.
Well, I find, because my brother's autistic.
Yeah.
Right? And when I was growing up and when he was growing up, everyone stared, everyone pointed, everyone. And I feel like the best way to deal with that is teach your kids that if you see someone that's not in the regular sort of body or they look slightly different, is to teach your kids that they're just a regular person, smile at them, say g'day.
Yep.
Like if you see someone in a wheelchair and they're making a lot of noise, say, hey, how you doing? What's exactly. going on? Right. That type of stuff. The worst thing you can do is treat them like they don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's why I always put shit on people if they're different. Because I feel like people always, they never put shit on them in like a joking way they would about someone who was right next to them, like in their normal. Like if I'm talking shit about Bluey with red hair and then you walk in and you've got red hair and I don't do it because you're a little person, then that's fucking shit.
Yeah, it's not.
Then you are treating it differently.
Yeah, you are treating them differently. And I don't think that's any good. You
should be shitting on everyone.
Yeah.
No, literally, like equally.
Shit on everyone. Yeah.
Shit on all equally.
Yeah. Shit on all equally. I think
especially
Jesus
the teachers.
Especially
the fucking teachers. So
especially
the teacher. So yeah.
Is he? I hope he fucking hears this. On his 2 weeks off, he's about to have. Yeah, you.
He's got plenty of time to listen to
it. Yeah, he fucking listened to it a few times, mate. You fucker.
No, I'm fucking over teachers, mate, honestly.
No, we've done this.
Fuck them. No, fuck them. Oh, they go to university because they're going. Because they got an ATAR of 68. I did terribly in year 12. I got an ATAR of 60 and I got into fucking, not primary, high school teaching. That is who is teaching the youth. All right. The dumbest of the dumb. The idiots that barely scrape through high school.
Hang on, they're not scaffolders.
All they have to do is scrape through high school and then they get into university and they get paid $90,000 a year to mark papers from fucking 4-year-olds.
Not enough.
Idiots. Listen here, I'm talking to you down the barrel of the camera. If you're a teacher, fuck off.
It's your brother too.
Yeah.
Especially your fucking brother's your brother.
Aaron.
Fuck off, Aaron, you slut.
Oh. And that's why people listen to the show.
Yeah, it is.
So what do you think of Australia so far? How long have you been here for?
I've been here since the first week of April.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, what and it's was been, that coming, my birthday?
This was great before.
I fucked up her birthday earlier and I about got killed like before you were down.
Just before the mics came on.
But it was April 8th.
Thank you. Thank you.
I said, when did you get here? He goes, on a birthday, April 9th. And she looked at him, he's like, 8th, April 8th.
Can I just say, imagine if you were born on April 1st.
My birthday is February 28th, and I could have been 29th, and I could have told people I was 5.
Like, is that the leap year?
Yeah,
and nice. Like, I would have been dead ass
I'm
serious.
5.
Like,
you could have been like, mama.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm 5.
But that's funny. Are you enjoying your time here?
Yeah, Australia's really fun. I think I like it better than America, actually.
So you were telling us before, whereabouts in the States are you from?
Like Knoxville, Tennessee, which is just a little ways off of Nashville, Tennessee, which is like country music America.
And so you've only been to the Central Coast?
Yes,
imagine when you say the good parts.
No, he's been elsewhere.
I've been to like Sydney and I've been to Newcastle, but I just mean I haven't gone any farther than like, you know, this little...
Yeah, just the East Coast, and New South Wales kind of thing.
Well, with the cash you make from OnlyFans, I want you guys to go and see the rest of the country because there are some good spots. Yeah. All right?
Just get off the coast, basically.
What's Western Australia like Perth and stuff?
Imagine everywhere else in Australia, but everything's hot and sandy.
And more expensive.
So and more like, sandy.
It's
like
Arizona.
It's like Arizona.
Perth's far away and hot. Mm. That's it.
But it's beautiful over there.
It's all right.
The beach.
The beaches are pretty wild.
Yeah.
Why?
A lot of sharks.
Because they face the other direction. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The beaches are the other way. Give a shit.
It's
flipped. Woo!
I hadn't thought of it like that.
Let's go to Perth. It's flipped. Nah, fuck it. And it's like 8 hours behind. I remember I came home from a nightclub once and it was like 4 a.m. I was like, oh, geez, I feel really tired. It was like 8:30. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. No wonder. Yeah, no, it's all right in Perth. I'm going there in a couple of weeks. Come and see me live.
Just shit all over the place.
You're still like,
please buy tickets.
So, is there anything too far with OnlyFans, do you think? Or is it your full porno stars?
I was like, we're at this point. You really can't really.
We're already fucking. We might as well get paid to fuck.
Yeah, that's kind of how we.
Yeah,
that's quite good.
I'll bring that up with Dixon.
Hear me out. I'm going to stop doing shows. I'm going to can the podcast
because people make a lot of money.
Fucking hell! How long have you guys been at OnlyFans for now?
Just a week before I came to your show.
Oh, what?
You really did like because
great timing.
This is part of your marketing campaign. You're making out like this is all like serendipitous. You've been planning this.
You already had over 1,000 followers at that point.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And
it was free.
Yeah, it was free.
What are you fucking insane?
That's clearly he was up. So you kind of helped the.
If you're good at something, you never do it for free.
Yeah,
that's a fucking old one.
Yeah. So okay. So let's talk price point. For $50 in like a pay per view, what does that get you?
We haven't really done $50.
$50. I was gonna say you're pushing big. I was like, we're pretty cheap.
You got
it's
full shit.
What's your on the chest?
It's quantity over quality. Yeah. So it's so many subs that it's like we can push out 3-minute videos and it's like you want. $10, $15 for it. There you go.
Sick.
$8 for a blowy.
40 people buy it. Then
yeah.
40 people buy it. Like
yeah, fuck, it's a couple $100. Like
yeah.
And so, what do your parents think?
Oh, mum loves it. She's like, bring it in, baby. She's just.
Does she watch? Has she watched anything?
No, she was.
That would be weird.
Oh, that would be weird. She said that at your show, and people shit on her. And I was like, it's a joke.
Well, how do you know it's a joke though? She goes, yeah, I'll watch
it. She would tell me. We're pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about your parents?
My parents have no idea, actually.
No.
Like, in all seriousness.
Oh, they...
Mum and dad.
Yeah. Well, what's up, Mum and dad?
Yeah. Hopefully they subscribe.
Your son's a porn star.
I think that originally, Shanae said something about making good money. And Mom was like, oh, you're peddling drugs in Australia. And
he's
I'm peddling something.
He's peddling dwarf cock.
I'm shifting something, Mum.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Can I ask a favor?
Yeah.
Because I think this is going to be great marketing for you. Every time you release a new sex tape,
yeah,
can you make it like a little person pun about like a great movie?
You've said something about this before.
Because I think that'd be, and you could even get little posters, not little, sorry. You should even get.
What are you saying?
Even get, so like, okay. Like you could make a porno and like you could like Photoshop your faces and call it Stuart Little.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. Something like that.
You do with your tour posters. Like what
I do with the tour posters.
So like all your posters. So Sinead just said this on the way up here actually, yeah, and it was kind of smart. That's perfect to what you're saying. She thinks we should start playing like music in the background that isn't like, you know, seductive, but more like the Oompa Loompa theme song.
Oh, that's playing like, in a video.
Like
you're worse than the Bullies. Short.
Like Benny Hill.
Yeah, like People by Randy Newsom. Like just brutal, just like, yeah. And see if that does.
Like really lean into it, you're thinking.
And it might,
yeah. I think it gets to a point where it just becomes you just fucking bullying yourself. Is that what you're into?
What do you think Wee Man's doing? Like I would assume.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
He's kind of the punchline of everything at that point.
Well, so, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose he is, isn't he? I used to like throw him at the Velcro dartboards. Yeah,
exactly.
And,
or they put him on the blob and they all jump on it and they launch him off of it.
But that was kind of like, I don't know. I feel like that was kind of what we were talking about before. Like they were never treating him differently in that respect. Like they weren't like taking it easy on Wee Man.
Well, I think it's just you realize that your mate's a dwarf and okay.
He's still my mate. I'm still going to fucking.
We used to say that to, like you guys said that earlier. People used to like, what do I call you? And one of my go-tos is like, how about Cameron? Like,
yeah.
Just my name.
Yeah, what do I call you? Yeah.
Like just right. If you want to really punch me upside the head, like do that. If you want to give me hell, give me hell.
What do I call you? That's a weird. So you'd get that a bit. Yeah. I mean, I said it.
No, it is. It's like, it's funny because it is the. I don't want to say the icebreaker, but it is. It's the icebreaker. Like, how do I refer to you? And I'm like, reach my hand out and say hi. I'm Joe,
that's a nice response to that too.
It's your pronouns.
Yeah, like
it's like, what are your pronouns?
You or he, him?
You or he, him? Or
dwarf little person?
Yeah,
like, can't see.
Can't see. Yeah.
I love it, and I think that it's great that you guys are just, as you said, leaning into it. You lean into the thing that makes you different from other people, and that's what separates you from other people. Yeah. Because if you just try and, I think if you try and spend your entire life trying to like assimilate into everything else, like that's just going to leave you with, you know, this hole in your heart that can't be filled. But if you, you know, you get to the point where you go, hey, this is, I'm different. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know?
Kim's filling plenty of holes at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's been fun.
So are you going to, Ken's really happy.
He's a very horny dude.
You are a horny dude, aren't you?
I'm just, the horny one in our relationship.
I was just saying, I think she's the horny one. I think I'm just more of like the
stunt,
you
know, cock.
Yeah, like no filter. Like I just kind of run it.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. It's a match made in heaven.
Okay, can we put a request in for a porno?
Yeah, 100%.
What can we do that's like, so we'll, if you guys can do this, we'll get the people from watching this who will go and watch this in a couple of weeks when it gets put up.
Yep.
Call it the Cancel Me Now porno. What should we get these guys to do in that porno? That is like,
oh, this is a director's cut.
This is a director's. Like,
you want to come over? Film it for us?
That's probably too far. I
Could go down the coast.
Is this common knowledge, producer Lordy, that you partake in filming? Is this like, can we reveal this?
Yeah, I've got a couple of clients.
Lordy's got a couple of clients where he films OnlyFans content.
I had no idea until just now.
Did you not know that?
Yeah. I film OnlyFans content.
This Lordy films porn.
This is my favorite podcast ever. You?
Lordy films porn.
I didn't fucking know that.
Lordy's got drones.
they fly.
Like a gimbal.
Like the under.
Yeah. So, I didn't fucking know that.
This job doesn't pay the bills.
It certainly does not. My God. But yeah.
Obviously.
Minimum wage is going up. I'm against it. So yeah.
I'm striking.
Lordy does that. And so if you ever need a camera guy, Lordy's your man. So I reckon, can we have like some sound effects? What type of sound effects should we have? Like, it's like, so like a morning sunrise, like
just sort of pans across. And you two just hammer
time. No. It's too early to go hammer time.
Squeaky toys.
Sorry.
Squeaky toys.
Like a what?
Like me moaning and squeaky toys.
No. He's saying more like.
Like what's happening? Let's like, we'll set it
up.
We're
trying to set the scene. Right. We're going to get creative here.
Okay. What's the scenario? We can't go.
Why don't they dress up like you? Why don't we get some fake beards?
You could be me.
And you could be Claire.
And you could be Dixie.
Yeah. You could be little Dickie. Little Buttsman.
Real little Dickie. Little Buttsman and little Dickie. Little Butts.
Yeah, and wear a fake beard.
Fake beard.
Yeah. I don't know, what's Claire's trademark like? I don't know, what's Claire's like trademark look?
Mind your business. She just, I don't know. Just to be clear. Just be clear.
That's up to you. You got to do some research.
You got to do some research.
That'd be nice, a Buttsman theme OnlyFans porno. Yeah.
Yes. That'd and so nice. You're in front of the camera, like, get out, you good motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah, let's do that. And then it just goes to like, it pans down, and little Dickie's just blind.
Just on the microphone. Little Dickie's on the mic, doing a bit of karaoke.
Bit of.
I'm not being silly. If you guys actually do that, fucking plenty of people would pay to see that.
I think they would too.
It'd be like, it just pans around and where they go.
Well,
we're in the audience.
Lordy's on the gimbal. I mean, you were just at the foot of the bed.
Little popcorn.
Little Littlefoot and Rosie's there too.
Not Rosie. Littlefoot will go. Rosie's too old for that.
Have a good think about that. I think that could be a winner.
Yeah.
Let me know. And I will promote the shit out of that.
Yeah.
Shave your beard and let me have it.
I will shave my pubes and you can have them.
No! So is my surface area, so you might
yeah, I think so.
You got a lot of pubes too.
All right. Well, I think it's come to this point in the show where the podcast ends for everybody who is too tight and it continues on Patreon.
So if... This is, a lesson in being a tight ass.
A lesson in being a tight ass. For 25 cents a week, you can join in on the fun. Now, you guys, so we're going to cut it right here. All right?
So where are we going? Why are we cutting it?
Because we're going to watch porn.
Because we're going to watch porn.
So we're going to watch some pornography.
If you want to watch the porn, be a part of this, go and check out Patreon. Become a member?
Member.
Yeah. Member?
Member's probably the right word, since you're watching porn and dicks.
Be the answer version, not the live.
Yeah, no, if you're watching this live now,
you're already a member.
You're already a member, but you're going to have to wait until we edit this together because it's just going to be shit. So if you got your cock out, put it away.
I'll keep it out if you want.
Keep it out if you want. I don't give a fuck. Run around your house in the nude. I don't give a fuck. And, join Patreon. Become a part of the little family. We're growing a nice little family. Yeah.
It's all, I like it.
Sorry for saying little tiny little family. Thank you for joining us here on the Cams Me Now
we'll be back.
Podcast. Check out the little couple on OnlyFans. But come and check us out on Patreon because this will be up right after you listen to this. Bluey, goodbye. Say bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
We'll be
bye.
Back. I hear I'm trapped in the noise. Move too quick, can't stop for the talking. I hear I'm trapped with the boys. Man's so tough, but minds keep walking. Ladies and gentlemen, I am on tour right now. Live comedy is back. I'm going across the country and New Zealand in 2022, and I want to see you there. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you smile, and I want to offend you. Head to isaacbutterfield.com/tickets right now, okay? That's where you need to go get your tickets. They are selling out fast. Live stand-up comedy is back. The Buttsman is back, and I am absolutely pumped to come to your part of the world.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.